David Severn, 117th State Representative seat. He's the Republican candidate. David, it's so good to have you in the studio.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Glad to be here.
You know, this race is, now they say it's the nastiest ever, and it's not historically. There's been a lot of things said. It's just one of those things we say. But it has been a rough and tumble, we'll call it, you know, and try to put at least a happy face on it when it comes to messaging. But, I mean, what attracted you to run for office knowing that this is a difficult process by any measuring stick?
Sure. About a year, over a year ago, a couple of weeks before the DuCoin State Fair, a year ago, watching what's going on in the state of Illinois and what's not going on in the state of Illinois, talking to my wife, praying, and decided, you know what? We need someone to stand up and fight for us in Southern Illinois, and I decided that it was time for me to stand up and fight. Been a servant my whole life, been doing things for the community my whole life, love people, love Southern Illinois, and I decided that it was time to stand up and fight for us.
You know, I think there's still a section of Illinois that just wants to go on as business as usual. I mean, when you're this far down in the financial hole, and you can let's sit here and talk about the worst, some of the highest taxes in the country, the worst pension debt. We set a record when it comes to states not having a budget. The worst credit rating. We literally have a credit rating equal to third world African nations, and we're one of the biggest, most productive states in the union. I mean, I could keep going on, but it's depressing. I mean, when you take the context of what you just said and say, look, something profoundly has to change in how we do business in the state of Illinois. We cannot go on this way.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. And, you know, yesterday you had my opponent on the radio, and listening to him, he made it sound as if everything is great in the state of Illinois because of him. But I tell you what, people are hurting in Southern Illinois. The state is hurting. And, you know, the old adage of the we're saying that, hey, let's just kick this can down the road. There is no more road to kick this thing down, and it's time for us to stop where we're at and start moving back towards the top. And to do that, that's why I'm running, is for us to acknowledge the problems that we have, find some answers, implement those things, and get this thing going again.
Franklin County, I think, has some of the highest unemployment in the state. If I remember right, it's 8.4?
Yes, sir.
I mean, when you talk about what needs to be done, a host of problems are solved when people have jobs. But on the other hand, I mean, we realize a certain amount of the public have the benefits and are such that they really don't care to. Thank you very much. I know that's always going to be part of the problem. But the economy in Southern Illinois, see, you and I as lifelong residents, we really, I don't think, get the fact that we live in one of the worst poverty-stricken counties in Southern Illinois, that's our home, and because it's our home, and we could do so much better, and we fail to do so.
You're exactly right. You know, talking to high school kids and college kids, I ask them, what are their dreams? What are their aspirations? What are they going to school to do or be? Just this last Thursday, I was at Bryn Lake College Foundation's their dinner for scholarships, and I'm in part of the Lions Club, and we had four scholarship winners there that I was sitting around a table. And so I asked them, what do they want to be? I wanted to be a pharmacist tech. One wanted to be a registered nurse. Another young man, he wants to get his welding degree in welding and diesel mechanic. Another person was going to go into business. But you know what? Here's what they want to do. They want to go to school, get their degree, and get out of here. And so my goal is for people to still see their dream that can be happening here in Southern Illinois. And they've lost that. We've lost our way. And the dream for young people is to get out of Southern Illinois. I want the dream to be for them to stay here in Southern Illinois, raise a family, and have good jobs. And that should be the goal of Southern Illinois, is for people to be able to stay here.
Well, let's talk about your visit to the college, because school funding and education is one of the hot potatoes of how we're going to do it. Is it going to be reworking the school formula, which everybody agrees is out of whack? Everybody agrees, nobody does anything about it. What can be done about school funding? Dave Severn, how do we keep the schools of Southern Illinois on some kind of parity with schools to our north?
That's a great question. You know, we've got to find a way. We're the 49th worst state in the union as far as funding for education, 50th as far as just leaving people behind. What we've got to do is not be at the 28% of our funds in the state of Illinois spending on education. We've got to take the new dollars that we get in Illinois, and we've got to put those towards education. If you're in Chicago, you're trying to decide to how deep should we make the swimming pool, and you're in Southern Illinois, you'd like to just keep the doors open. You'd like to not lose the teachers that we have. We have great staff. We have students that are wanting to learn, but we've got to find a way to have a funding system in Southern Illinois that the students that are here, they get the same opportunities as the people to the north. And to do that, we've got to get people to on both sides of the aisle to work together to see that it isn't just students in the northern part of the state, but it's the whole state of Illinois. We've got to work together as a team, and that's what I am. I'm a team player, I'm a team member, and we've got to work together as a team to get this thing back together.
All right, let's take a look at some of the things that are in the air right now, support or no support. Let's take, for instance, the lockbox amendment. Support or do not support, David?
I'm unfamiliar with that one.
The lockbox is where the Department of Transportation money, highway funds, stay in the highway funds. It's going to be on the ballot this year. What's your thoughts there?
I think that's a good idea.
I have to in the past, but, you know, I see other people argue that we need flexibility in case of emergency.
Sure.
Like I said, it's one of those items that we've got working out. School funding, who do you think, and have you seen a plan out there that you would support?
You know, there isn't one right now. I mean, as far as people have ideas, but actually black and white specifics, we haven't got anything that there is an answer. If there was, we would implement it right now. We've got to find a way to be able to finance the funds for our students, but there isn't anything out there right now that anyone has the answer. If there was an answer, I think we would have already implemented it.
Tax increase in November after the election. Does Illinois have to do it? Because polling is starting to see people move from cuts to cuts and revenue enhancement, increased taxes.
Sure.
How do you think we move our way forward on digging ourselves out of this hole?
You know, here's the most important thing we need to do is we need to look at our spending right now instead of, you know, what we've done. And Bradley has basically been the finance guy since 2006, hasn't voted for a balanced budget the whole time he's been in office. And what we've got to do is we've got to find a way to look at our spending rather than getting new money in. When we raised our taxes in 2011 by 67%, what we did is instead of paying down the debt, we just promised more money to more people and got ourselves in a bigger mess that we're in today. So what we've got to do is, before we start looking at new revenue streams, we've got to look at what our spending is, get that in line first before we just say, oh yeah, well, you know what, sorry guys, we're going to have to raise your taxes. We've got to look at what we're promising people and look at those things first.
How do we change the ship's direction when there's so much momentum and so many people behind it and so many people on the trough? How are you going to be able to redirect that ship? How can the 117th state representative have such a profound effect in Springfield that we would actually see meaningful change?
Great question. Here's the thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to demand that we look at our spending, and I'm going to demand that we look at not just for the 117th, but for the whole state. Hey, guys and ladies, what are we doing? Where are we going? Where have we been? And, of course, we know where we're going. We're going down the tubes. But for us to stop that, we've got to collectively look together and agree, hey, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I am a servant of the state of Illinois, and I am willing to look my constituents straight in the face, look at the black and white, and realize that we have got to do something different. If we continue the way we're going, there isn't much more to go down. So we have got to work together.
What have you learned while being involved with the school districts and school boards? What have you learned in those capacities which makes which helps your insight and effectiveness in Springfield?
Sure. You know, I've been on the school board 28 years, half of my life, and I've found that working with people, for people, as far as working with unions, being realistic, seeing that the needs that we have and finding answers to the problems and the challenges that are out there, and had a great opportunity, like I said, the last 28 years of working with the community and people. They want a great education. The teachers, they deserve a good remuneration as far as their pay, their pensions, those types of things. I've learned how to work with people, for people, fight for what we believe in, and stand up and don't give up, and realize sometimes you're in the minority, but you know what, you got to stand up and fight. You got to let people know that you're willing to do the right things, and that's what people want. They want someone that's going to represent them, that is going to address the situations, not just kind of you know, pat you on the back, smile real big, and then just kind of go on and forget about what actually the situation and problems are.
You know, when you stand up in a profile like that, there's some people like to throw a rock at your head. It's just the nature of the business, it seems.
Well, you know, I'm getting smeared on a daily basis. Everything that I stand for. My father was a veteran in World War II. My opponent says I'm against veterans. Our family was in a nursing home business for 3 decades. My opponent says I'm against senior citizens. I gave a guy at my job our company gave him a second chance. A guy that made some mistakes, so he says you can't trust Dave Severn. You can't trust him. His judgment that he makes. I have people going all over the place that I'm going door to door. I have people thanking me for the stands that I've taken and that I'm taking.
Can you give me an example of one of the stands you've taken that people thank you for?
Yes, giving the gentleman that works for me a second chance. This guy got himself in some trouble, and if you watch television or you get any mail, you already know what I'm talking about. But I gave a guy a second chance, and this guy has worked for me 2.5 years, and he is a model employee, does a fantastic job, and I am proud to say that I gave someone a second chance that made a mistake, and I have had not tens or twenties, not hundreds, but I've literally had thousands of people in the 2.5 counties and all over Southern Illinois. People reach out to me and say, thank you for doing the right thing. Thanks for giving a guy a second chance.
All right. One of the other items is saying you're attached at the hip, you know, basically share the same body functions with the governor, and that you're his axe man, hatchet man. I mean, you've heard a lot of different colorful terms here. Talk to me about the relationship you have with the governor, and because this has, to a certain extent, become a proxy battle between Rauner and Madigan.
Yeah, great question. Here's my relationship. Zero. I've never met the governor. I've never talked to him. And now I will tell you this, and it's no secret, the governor has put money into not only my campaign, but other campaigns as far as financially, the television ads and those types of things. So it isn't just the 117th district that he has made contributions to. It's to the House Republican organization. And so I'm not running for Bruce Rauner. I'm running for the 117th district. I'm running for the people that are driving up and down Route 13 right now, that are going to their jobs, or they're going to try to find a job. That's why I'm running, Tom. I'm running to fight for us. That's the only reason. And I'm 58 years old. I'm too old to be a career politician. And I'm excited about the opportunity to represent the people that of Southern Illinois that need a second chance, that need help. There are people out there that are hurting. When I'm knocking on doors, there are people that, you know, they say, hey, I'm just trying to hold on. There are senior citizens that moved to Southern Illinois that don't know if they can pay their taxes. They're thinking that maybe they're going to move somewhere else. There are people hurting all over, and that's why I'm running. I'm running for us. I'm a Southern Illinois boy, and I'm all about the 117th.
Boy, I'll tell you what, there is one thing that is a common denominator. I'll tell you a story, David. I was not far from the station here. A guy sells portable buildings. Thinking I needed someplace to store the lawnmower, right? And there, another couple walks up, man and woman, and I'm there with, you know, Kate, and they're going, would you know, sir, how much, if I bought this building and I put it on my property, how much would my property taxes go up? And they turned around eventually and walked away. That's just that one little microcosm. You see it too, these little things where people go, oh, no, I don't think I'm going to do that. I can't afford it. And the thing they're saying they can't afford is the aspect of the government. Property tax, addition to their homes, things along that line. This has become an incredible burden. And the state of Illinois has some of the highest taxes with some of the lowest services. Where's the money going?
You know,
that's a good question.
That's what I'm hearing everywhere we go. You know, our workman's comp rates are terrible. Our taxes are terrible. There are people leaving the area, businesses that are leaving the area. You know, there was a guy in my store just a couple days ago looking. There's an organization they're starting up in Southern Illinois for small businesses to start mentoring kids. Actually, they want to hire a teacher, and they want to mentor kids from high schools to learn how to start their own business. So there are people that see the need. There are small businesses that want to stay in Southern Illinois. They want to make this thing work. So there are little bits of hope, but what we've got to do, we've got to build on those things and let people know, you know what, with the right people working for Southern Illinois, the right people in office working for the state of Illinois, we can turn this thing around. It's not going to happen overnight, but it can happen.
117th Republican candidate for state representative David Severance joining us in the studio. David, what is the most profound difference between you and John Bradley?
Great question. It's very simple. I'm not for the last vote that he took as far as the budget was $7 billion out of balance. You vote for me, I'm going to be a guy that I am never going to vote for an unbalanced budget. That's all I'm going to fight for is for a balanced budget. I'm going to fight for fair funding for education. I'm going to fight that we don't increase the taxes for the middle class. So that's the difference is as far as that budget, that we don't do things that are out of balance. And I'm going to fight for us as far as the pensions. We've got to fund the pensions that we've promised to our teachers, to our state workers. I'm pro-family. I'm pro-gun. I'm pro-union. I'm pro-Southern Illinois. And if you vote for me, you're going to find a guy that is going to passionately fight day in and day out to make Southern Illinois work again.
David, it's great having you in the studio.
Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate it.
You know, this process is interesting, isn't it? I ran for office, you know, a few years back, and I never came to terms with some of the aspects. And I didn't win. I mean, I lost in the primary. Bob Barnett beat me. But it was an eye-opening process for me. You know, I'm painting signs. I've got to get some friends. You got to get a campaign group together, and you got to have a treasurer, and you got to file your paperwork, and you have to ask somebody else for money so you can afford for the signs. And it's really kind of an interesting process. And when you come up to the scale that you have with the level of interest this year and the amount of money that's been poured into all races across the state by both parties.
Right.
You know, there's all the Republicans are doing. Man, everybody spent a lot of money here. So let's get past this. What have you learned about this process that you think the general public should know that they don't?
I've learned that there is hope. Even with the despair of Southern Illinois, I've learned that there is hope and there are people going door to door. I've found that people want to change. And when I share my story with them, they're like, you know what? You're my guy. And I say, you know what? If you like what's going on in the state of Illinois, I'm not your guy. But if you want to see something turned around, you want to see someone stand up and fight, I'm the guy to do that. And so that's what I've found.
Republican candidate for the state representative, David Severin. David, once again, thanks again for coming
in. Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate it.